Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Gloria Loring.
Hi, this is Kent Gourdet.
And you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcome you to this week's edition of TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that will welcome back Alison Arngrim in our second hour. Alison Arngrim, the actress known around the world as Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie. Alison will be bringing her world-renowned one-woman show, Confessions of a Prairie Bitch, to the Sierra Madre Playhouse this weekend and next. We'll talk to her about that. We'll also talk about the new podcast that she recently launched along with Dean Butler that celebrates the 50th anniversary of Little House on the Prairie on television. Alison Arngrim will join us in our second hour. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, if you follow daytime television, and particularly Days of Our Lives, you are probably aware by now of the passing of Bill Hayes. Bill Hayes, the actor known around the world as Doug Williams on Days of Our Lives, and the husband of actress Susan Seaforth Hayes, his longtime co-star on Days of Our Lives. Bill Hayes passed away Friday, January 12th, at the age of 98. For those who have not seen it, there is a marvelous documentary called World by the Tail, the Bill Hayes story, that takes a detailed look at Bill's 70-plus year career in show business, which includes starring on Your Show of Shows and other music variety shows during the days of live television, as well as starring in many Broadway productions and the story of his gold record, The Ballad of Davy Crockett, while the second half of the film is devoted to Bill's life with Susan Seaforth Hayes on and off camera over the past 50-plus years, and the story of how their characters on Days of Our Lives change during that time. In January 2022, we had a chance to talk to Bill and Susan Hayes here on TV Confidential. Among other things, we talked about a charming website they had recently launched at the time, in which they shared some of the many secrets they have for a happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, and loving relationship. We'll replay that conversation in its entirety as part of our first hour. As we pick up the conversation, we said to Bill and Susan, "Last night, I spent a delightful 2 hours watching Whale by My Tail."
Oh, wow. No, I believe the name of the film is World by the Tail.
World by the Tail. I got that right.
Yeah.
I had a whale of a good time watching it.
Good.
Well, thank you. It's very nice of our grandson to do that.
Our grandson produced it.
Yes. I know your grandson produced the film, and I believe your grandson is one of the driving forces behind SoapOperaSecrets.com.
It was all his idea. Our grandson was married and had an amicable divorce and decided to ask people who'd been married for a long time, that's us, what the secrets were. We told him, and he said, "This is great information. I'd like to pass it along to the world," and produced Soap Opera Secrets.
Which goes to show that your grandson, Doug, is a smart fellow, because he knows he's got two living, breathing resources at his disposal. And what's great about many of the secrets you share is that they're pretty simple when you think about it.
Yeah, well, love is pretty simple once you start practicing it. I want to give you the correct name, Ed, of our grandson. His name is David Samuel.
I'm sorry.
It's perfectly all right. You've got a lot to juggle there, a lot of information, a lot of different names of people you don't know very well. However, most of our fans who have been watching the show for 56 years,
yes,
are familiar with our character names, which are Doug and Julie on Days of Our Lives. And we are actually Bill and Susan Hayes, and we've been married for, what is it now, Billy? 47 years of happiness. And, of course, we fell in love before that and didn't marry on impulse. We married on, what did cause us to get married? We couldn't stand to be apart, I think.
That's it.
Yeah. And we knew each other. We met on the show, gradually worked together a lot, fell in love, and decided this was the best thing for our future. And it's been a gorgeous ride ever since.
And we're having a gorgeous time chatting with Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes, the legendary stars of NBC's Days of Our Lives, that Days executive producer Ken Corday once called the original super couple of daytime drama. Bill and Susan recently launched a website called SoapOperaSecrets.com, in which Bill and Susan reveal some of the many secrets for a happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, and loving relationship. SoapOperaSecrets.com. SoapOperaSecrets.com. Bill and Susan have shared about 6 secrets as we record this conversation. If you sign up for their email list, you will get an automatic update sent to you whenever a new secret is posted. SoapOperaSecrets.com. And want to talk about one of the secrets in just a second. But first, we mentioned Ken Corday called you the original super couple of daytime drama. I know enough about Days of Our Lives, and I know enough about you both, that when you both first exploded onto the scene as Bill and Julie, I mean, as Doug and Julie, it was a 3 network universe.
That's it.
It was a 3 network universe, and in 1976, there were approximately 14 different soap operas on the air. They were cash cows for the networks. They didn't cost a lot to produce, but they had a huge following worldwide, not just in the United States, but Australia, Canada, Europe, the Caribbean, even the Middle East. And Time magazine covered every show. They had a writer and they had photographers cover every single show. And by the time they decided to make it the cover story, our storyline was the hottest, and they had a nice picture of the two of us, and we wound up being on the cover of Time magazine, representing literally thousands of people working in daytime television, in daytime drama on daytime television.
And just as a reminder, this is back when Time was still
huge.
I mean, being on the cover of Time was almost as big, or probably bigger, than being on the cover of TV Guide. Very, very comparable.
I think it was a tad more significant. Although the show has been and will be on the cover of TV Guide. Those were definitely the glory days of soap opera. Now, the networks offer 4 soap operas, 1 on ABC, 2 on CBS, and we're the grandfather on NBC, which has treated us pretty well for 56 years.
Well, I believe General Hospital has been on longer than Days of Our Lives.
Yes, General Hospital has been on longer, but we're better. So there you go.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The FBI Dossier, a guide to the classic TV series produced by Quinn Martin and starring Ephraim Zimlis Jr. The FBI Dossier, now available at blackpawnpress.com, amazon.com, and edrobertson.com.
Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes, legendary stars of NBC's Days of Our Lives. Bill and Susan recently launched a website called SoapOperaSecrets.com, SoapOperaSecrets.com, in which Bill and Susan reveal some of the many, many secrets for a happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, and loving relationship. You can check it out for free. soapoperasecrets.com, soapoperasecrets.com. This conversation with Bill and Susan originally aired in January 2022 here on TV Confidential. Bill Hayes passed away Friday, January 13th at the age of 98.
One thing about soapoperasecrets.com, and that is we have included, since our grandson David had such a good idea, he said, do you have any scenes that illustrate these principles of a loving relationship that you want to discuss? I said, well, we have what's in the garage.
Yeah.
And so we went to the garage and pulled out tapes from, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and put them all together. So every time we reveal a secret, we have a scene from Days of Our Lives or from our other productions.
Archival.
What the only thing that held us back was getting permission from NBC Universal, Corday Productions, Columbia Pictures, Sony, all the people that have had a hand in creating the show through the decades. And so it's kind of fun to, especially for viewers of the show, to look back and see, oh, remember when we did, oh my goodness, is that a striptease Susan is doing? Oh my God. Great-grandmother, oh my God. So they're fun as well as meaningful.
SoapOperaSecrets.com, SoapOperaSecrets.com. If you sign up for Bill and Susan's mailing list, you will get an automatic update whenever a new secret is posted. SoapOperaSecrets.com. If we could share one, I don't want to share too many because I want people to go to the website, but if we could share one just to give an idea of how fun this is. And again, it's you mentioned, Susan, love is simple when you think about it, even though you have to work on it every day. But one of the things you both do every day, at the beginning of every day and at the end of every day, is you greet each other with a kiss.
That was our first soap opera secret. An I love you kiss, a meaningful kiss every morning, first thing, and a meaningful kiss every night just before you go to bed.
No matter what happened during the day,
right?
No matter what is going to happen the next day, if you can anchor your love with an open and free feeling of joy at the sight of the other person, which I am lucky to have experienced with my husband, why hold back? Why just grunt and leave the room or turn off the light and turn your back? No. That's not really fulfilling in the long run, but an expression of warmth and support, understanding, affection, passion. That's the time to do it. When you start the day and when you're going off to dreamland at the end of the day.
I think the way Bill put it is, greet each other with a kiss, say goodnight to each other with a kiss, but make it a kiss with some sugar.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, Bill is a magnificent kisser. I want to share that with you, Ed. You probably won't have the experience with Bill.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Although I did have the pleasant experience of spending 2 hours last night as I was getting ready for our conversation this morning, Bill and Susan. I watched, there's an excellent documentary about Bill called World by the Tail, which you can enjoy for free at BillHayesMovie.com. I dare anyone to watch your documentary, Bill, and not end up smiling and wanting to burst out into song at the end of the movie.
Yeah. And Billy wrote the song, I've Got the World by the Tail. As I remember in the movie, he's sitting at the piano singing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had been dieting when you were putting that song together, because all your happy illusions have to deal with food, don't they?
Sweet food.
Yes, sweet dessert. Yeah.
Well, I have to marvel. I mean, I cannot help but marvel at the energy and drive and passion you both have every day. What do you do to stay in shape? What do you do that keeps you both so energetic?
We participate in life. We're fortunate to be working. Bill is 96. I'm 78. We are still on Days of Our Lives in a very significant way. We still love doing the show. If you want dirt on the show, I can tell you this. Like everything else in America, we are doing it twice as fast for half the money.
Yep.
And trying to keep the quality up because of the pressures of economics. As long as we can get the show on the air with a high standard of excellence, the faster we go, the happier the producers are. So we've given up rehearsals. We've given up coming in early. We come in early, but we go home right away.
Mm-hmm.
You come in the morning, maybe 6 a.m., maybe 5:30, maybe 6:30, and get ready. You put on your own makeup. Due to COVID, we have special health watches on the set. We have a whole new set of people taking care of us to keep us safe, to keep the set in production and free from sickness. So you go in and you do your scene without rehearsal. Sometimes your eyes are bugging out of your head. You are so excited to get it out because you prepared it at home, and now at last you get to do it, and you get to do it once, and that's it. Okay, thank you. Next. We used to come in, history of the show, we used to come in the day before, read the script through together as a group, make cuts and changes, discuss what the scene was about, then put it on its feet, block it, then the next go home and learn it, then the next morning come in at 6 in the morning and rehearse it on camera, and you didn't actually tape it until the middle of the afternoon, and you took time, you had many takes. Sometimes you'd be there till 9 o'clock at night if there was a wedding, a big show.
Mm-hmm. Well,
those days are over. It's all on the actors now, the cameramen, the producers and directors. Get it done mucho fasto.
Mm-hmm. And
which makes it an exciting day.
It certainly does. And I know enough about daytime drama, Bill and Susan, to know that the people who work on daytime shows, not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera, up and down the line, they really do work harder than anybody else in the entertainment industry, because if you're an hour-long show, you're making the equivalent of 2.5 full-length movies a week. Although, and you tell me if I, you correct me if I got this wrong. At one point, Days was filming 8 hour-long shows a week, which is like 4 movies a week, which is crazy, but the quality is good, and obviously you're both up to the task.
Yes, you're right. 8 is the goal. With COVID, we had to slow down. I think we are now at 7 and hoping to achieve 8 any minute. the only way we can save money is by not being in production. So we have several dark weeks, what we call dark weeks, where we're not there, and no one's working on the show, and we're saving money. We're more popular than I expected.
I was going to say, that's the producers calling you on the set in 20 minutes. Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes are on the line with us. Bill and Susan, the legendary stars of NBC's Days of Our Lives. Bill and Susan recently launched a website called SoapOperaSecrets.com, in which they share some of the many secrets for a happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, and loving relationship. You can check it out for free, SoapOperaSecrets.com. We mentioned earlier there's an excellent documentary about Bill called World by the Tail, which you can enjoy for free at BillHaysMovie.com. There's so many things I learned about you, Bill. You were one of the original cast members of your shows with Carl Reiner, with Mel Brooks, with Sid Caesar. Like
right.
Most people, I tend to think of your show of shows for the uproarious comedy sketches, but it was really a musical variety show, and you did musical numbers live every week.
Yes, it was a 90-minute show. and it was live every week, as you say. The cast was superb. I mean, Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca, Carl Reiner, Howard Morris. You can't get much talent better than that.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful. It was very, very hard work, I tell you. We also had a lot of musical people on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Metropolitan Opera stars.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Merrill and Marguerite Piazza were both at the Met. They sang
every week.
Saturday night.
And Billy sang opera with them as well. You were an all-around, you sang rock and roll when it was just getting started.
Right.
You sang legit Broadway musical numbers.
Oh, yes.
And opera and classical and folk stuff. One of your big hits was Wandering, right?
That's right. That was probably my biggest hit song on your shows.
And then you had another big hit further down the road, which was a folk ballad that the whole world has not forgotten.
Right.
That hit record, that gold record, of course, being the Ballad of Davy Crockett. You're listening to a conversation with Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes that originally aired January 7th, 2022 here on TV Confidential. Bill Hayes passed away Friday, January 13th at the age of 98. We'll take a quick time out. We'll play more of our conversation with Bill and Susan Hayes here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.